弟兄姐妹们平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace be with you.
我想我还是用国语好了。用国语主要的原因不是因为我不会讲台湾话。
I will be preaching in Mandarin.
用国语的原因不是因为我不会讲台湾话。
I'll be preaching in Mandarin because my interpreter does not understand Taiwanese.
这是他说的，不是我说的哦。
这是我讲的，不是他讲的。
哎，要听了哈。
啊，有的时候听得懂一点。
感谢主啊，有机会回到，不应该说 Woburn 的教会，回到 Lexington 的教会。
I want to thank the Lord to give me this opportunity to return to Lexington Church.
也让我有机会在这个教堂跟大家一起敬拜神。
So to give me the opportunity to worship the Lord together in this church.
离开了一年半的时间。
Away from you for about a year and a half.
这块地上面的改变也是相当的大。
Indeed, there's tremendous change on this piece of land.
离开之前可以说这里都还是一片森林哈，大概不至于称为一个森林，但是很多树。
Before my departure, this piece of land was filled with woods.
但是现在看见有一个教堂，有一个敬拜神的地方，我心里面充满了感谢和赞美。
Now there's a place for us to worship the Lord on this land. My heart is filled with thanksgiving.
刚刚来第二天就跑到这边来参观。
On the second day of my arrival, I rushed to here to look around.
心里面实在是充满了感谢。
My heart was filled with thanksgiving.
看见这么美丽的一个教堂。
I saw such a beautiful looking church.
真的求神借着这个美丽得着荣耀。
May the Lord be glorified because this church.
让这个教会真的能够荣耀神。
May this church be truly glorifying God.
一年半的时间在台湾也带来了一些改变。
And for about a year and a half in Taiwan, which has brought changes on myself.
那我希望今天在分享的里面能够简略的跟大家有一点交通。
I hope I may be able to summarize some of those with you this morning.
我想请大家首先让我们低头，我们做一个祷告。
Let us pray.
慈悲的天父，我们感谢赞美你。聚集我们在这一个地方，主啊，让我们能够一起来朝见，一起来敬拜你。天父上帝，我们求你今天早上，就像你已经，主啊，求你在以下的时间继续的在我们的当中自由的运行。主啊，求你拨开那生命之粮，生命之道，主啊，让我们能够从你的话语得着。主啊，让我们不仅是被你的话语所感动，主啊，让我们被你的话语感化，也让我们借着这样的感动感化，主啊，我们愿意出去，在这一个你所设立我们生存的世界、国家、城市，为你做盐做光，垂听我们在你面前的祷告，奉靠耶稣基督的名，阿门，阿门。我想我们刚刚念的经文，在《使徒行传》第八章，是我们非常熟悉的一段经文。
The passage, Pastor Lee just led us to read the Book of Acts, Chapter 8, are familiar to us.
我想这个第八章。在整个《使徒行传》里面扮演一个非常非常重要的角色。
I believe the story told in chapter 8 played a very important role in the book of Acts.
因为在这一段里面，我们首次看见福音离开耶路撒冷，由离开犹太人当中，到了撒玛利亚，到了外邦人的当中。
This is the first time recorded in the book of Acts that the gospel was actually preached.To Gentile, to Samaritans.
我们也知道，这是耶稣在升天之前给使徒的、 给门徒们的一个使命。
We also understand this is the great commitment that the Lord Jesus commanded to his disciples.
所以我们在第八章我们就看见使徒门徒们就带着这一个福音，带着耶稣的信息，离开了犹太、犹大，进到撒玛利亚，直到地极。
So here it's the first recording that indeed his disciples obeyed his commandment and started to preach the gospel to the Gentiles.
今天早上没有时间更深入的来分析这一段经文。
Maybe a lack of time to go greatly in depth.In analyzing these passages,
我们看见在第七章斯提凡的讲道。
But yet we see the preaching by Stephen in chapter 7.
他向着那些非常虔诚的犹太人讲道。
He preached to those very orthodox Jews in chapter 7.
但是当他传这样的一个信息的时候，我们发现这些犹太人没有办法接受他所传讲的信息。
Yet the Jews were not able to receive such a gospel.
不仅是他们心里面没有充满欢喜快乐，他们心里面充满了许多的仇恨和恼怒。
Not only the Jews did not have any joys and peace, but they were filled with hatred.
所以我们看见斯提凡就在他们的手下被寻到被打死。
So we saw how Stephen was killed, stoned to death.By the Jews.
当我们翻到第八章，我们就看见有一个极大的对比，一个不一样。
However, a tremendous change is portrayed in chapter 8.
因为我们看见这一些在犹太人眼中看为罪人的人，却乐意的来接受，来迎接这样的一个信息。
Yet we see that in the views of the Jews, the most sinful people started to become to receive the gospel.
他们看见他们需要这个福音。
Those people can understand that they need the gospel.
就像耶稣他自己所说的。
Just like Jesus, he said himself.
我来是看那些有病的人，而不是看那些没有病的人。
I'm here to try to heal the illness, not to come to take after the healthy.
犹太人自以为义。
And the Jews are self-righteous.
觉得他们不需要耶稣，不需要十字架的宝血。
They don't believe they need Jesus. They need the blood and the cross.
他们就弃绝了这样的一个信息。
So they deserted such a believing.
但是相反的，这些撒玛利亚人看见他们需要这样的事情。
On the contrary, the Samaritans realized they need the gospel.
他们就接受了这样的一个信息。
Therefore, they accept such a gospel.
弃绝接受。
From deserting to accept.
我想这个世界上没有第三个对神对耶稣福音的回应。
There is no third response to the gospel.
你不是弃绝，你就是接受。
Either you expelled it or you accept it.
你不是接受，你就是弃绝。
Either you accept it or you denied it.
我想我在台湾这一年半的时间，很明显的看见这样的一个真理。
For my year and a half spending in Taiwan.I clearly see such a truth.
但是我今天早上想跟大家一起更具体来思想腓力跟这一个太监之间所发生的事情。
This morning I want you to consider with me what happened between Philip and the eunuch.
我想在圣经里面我们常常看见一些个人布道的一些例子。
We often see the examples of personal evangelism in the Bible.
一对一传福音的一些例子。
It's an example of one talking to one.
我们看见在耶稣的生平里面是如此。
Through the life of Jesus, we saw full of stories of this kind.
你会记得在约翰福音里面充满了类似的例子。
You saw abundant full of examples in the gospel according to John.
是尼哥底母也好。
Like Nicodemus.
是撒玛利亚妇人也好。
Or the Samaritan woman.
我们看见耶稣常常就是在一对一的当中传信息传福音。
We see how Jesus was engaged in personal evangelism.
我们看见门徒们就接着这样的一个工作。
Then we see how his disciples was able to carry out the
same task. 我想我们因此就看见一对一传福音的重要性。
Therefore, we see how important it is to be able to personally to evangelize.
是的，我们看见彼得在五旬节的时候站起来讲道，在一大群面前讲道。
Yes, we saw how Peter was able to preach to a large audience during the Pentecost.
我们也看见神怎么样大大的使用彼得那一天的信息。
We also see how the Lord was able to use the message to draw response from the crowd.
许许多多的人就因此信了耶稣。
A great multitude received the Lord.
但是我们也看见神也重视也重用一对一传福音的工作。
In the meantime, the Lord also emphasized and paid great attention to personal evangelism.
我想这个对我而言是一个非常非常大的提醒。
This is a tremendous reminder to myself.
因为在布道在传讲信息的当中
In terms of evangelism and the preaching,
我不能忽略我们不能忽略那一对一传福音的工作。
We just can never neglect the importance of personal evangelism.
有一次南京东路国语礼拜堂请我去他们的社青团去讲道。
Once I was asked to preach to the young professionals in Taiwan, in a church.
在台湾有很多这些专用名词，在美国不一定会听得到啊。那一天晚上我有机会在那边比较掺一些福音性质的一个信息在那边有机会传讲。
I had the opportunity to preach a sermon which is more evangelism related.
坐在第一排的有一个第一次去教会的一个年轻的一个小姐。
Sitting on the front row, there was a young lady who that was her first time to come to a church meeting.
当我在讲的时候，我发现这一个人非常非常的注意在听。
And as I was preaching, I saw that she was very concentrating to listen to what I was saying.
聚完会散会的时候
，And after the meeting,
弟兄姐妹们，因为那时候正好。将要这个庆祝圣诞节，所以他们忙着在筹备他们将在圣诞节要举办的一个音乐会。
That was the time very close to the Christmas season, so the rest of the brothers and sisters all dispersed in order to prepare for the Christmas music worship.
我就注意这一个新来的这一个女士，这个小姐。
So I start to notice this newcomer, this young lady.
发现没有人跟她讲话。
I noticed that no one wanted to talk to her.
大家都很忙。
Everyone else were busy.
那大家有的好像没有在找我谈，所以我就去找她谈。
It appeared that no one approached me and wanted to talk to me, so I approached her.
我们两个人就坐下来开始谈。
So we sat down and talked.
前面弟兄姐妹们在练唱。
And up front, the brothers and sisters were practicing for their music worship.
在下面，我们两个人在那边交谈。
And in front on the different corner, and she and I were just talking.
过了不久，不仅是在台上在练唱。
And after a while, not only the people were practicing on the stage.
因为在天上，天堂的天使也一起欢呼。
Even up in the heavens, the angels were celebrating as well.
讲到跟个人传福音的工作。
Speaking about personal evangelism.
我们就看见在这里腓力有同样的例子。
We see the similar examples shown by Philip.
他在撒玛利亚的时候
，and when he was at Samaria,
我们看见他的侍奉从各角度都可以称为一个成功的侍奉。
We can see that he is a very successful mission from every angle that Philip had done.
或者更应该说，我们看见神大大的使用他。
Or in other words, we see how he was greatly used by the Lord.
我们看见许多的人因为腓力的工作，因为腓力的信息就信了耶稣。
We see many became believers because of Philip's work and because Philip's message.
但是正在那样的一个享受的当中，突然有神的使者向腓力说：“你起来向南走。”
Yes, right in the time when he was enjoying his work, then their voice came up and asked him to go south.
你要去到一个旷野的地方，一条旷野的路上，在那边你会遇见一个人。
And you're going to go south. You're going to go to a desert road. There you're going to meet someone.
我不晓得大家当我们一起念，或者当我们以往在念这段经文的时候，我们的感想是什么。
I wonder how you felt when you read about this passage.
对我自己而言，我觉得第一个最重最深的一个信息就是神关切灵魂的一个信息。
The first message came to my mind was how Lord was concerned about your soul.
怎么说呢？
How do you explain that?
我们看见神为了一个在旷野里面的一个人的灵魂。
And the Lord was concerned about a single individual who was passing through a desert.
就把一个很被他使用的仆人把他拔起来把他差遣去关心去照顾去传福音给这一个在旷野里面的灵魂
Therefore the Lord sent his servant into the desert to care and concern for this single soul
神为了一个人的灵魂，就差遣了腓力去抢救那一个灵魂。
For the soul of one individual, the Lord sent Philip to talk to him.
我的祷告是主啊，求你让我今天对人灵魂也有同样的看见。
I ask the Lord to make me to have the same kind of a vision concerning with even the soul of a single individual.
但是我发现常常我不把那一个人看作是在旷野里面的灵魂。
But very often I do not regard that individual as the one who is passing through a desert.
是的，我们在这边看见他是在一个世界，是在一条旷野的路上。
Yes, we can see this world is on the passage, a road in a desert.
或者有的人会说，戴季中啊，你怎么可以把这个旷野也把它形容成他灵性的一个状况呢？
And some may ask me, and Jamie, how can you relate a desert to his spiritual status?
你这好像有一点灵异解经。
You probably are twisting your explanation of the scriptures.
但是我想，若是我们仔细查考这一个太监，我们会发现，的确他是在一个灵性的旷野当中。
Yes, indeed. As you study further, you remember that you can see that this person, this eunuch.He is indeed, his spiritual life is in the desert.
我们在这边的描写看见这一个太监是一个非常有权有力的有名声的一个人。
We see here, describe this eunuch, an important official in charge of a lot of things.
他是从埃提阿伯来的。
He came from Ethiopia.
他在那边的地位我想就是在皇后之下。
And his position is the only under one person, the queen.
我想从许多人的角度，可以说这一个人是已经达到了他自己在生平能够达到的地位。他是一个成功的一个人。
And from many worldly point of view, he is indeed a very successful person because he has reached about the highest position anybody can reach in terms of a career.
在生活上面，我们可以说这个人一定是一无所缺。
In his life, he must lack of nothing.
但是却在那样的一个光景里面，我们看见这一个埃提亚伯的太监不以此为满。
Yes, indeed. However, we see this Ethiopian eunuch, he was not satisfied.
因为他发现人生不是只是在于这一些东西而已。
Because he realized a life is not totally satisfied with merely material things.
因为他发现他心里面有一个更深的一个渴慕，更深的一件事情。这一些钱没有办法去满足。
His heart is filled with an additional desire that no material things can satisfy.
他就去到了耶路撒冷。
So he was on his way to Jerusalem.
他为什么去耶路撒冷？
Why did he go to Jerusalem?
难道在埃提阿伯的神不够满足他吗？
Was that because the God in the Ethiopia was not satisfying to him?
是的，我们只能够说一定是如此。
We have to give a positive answer to that question.
他在寻找人生的意义，人生的答案。
He was looking for an answer, a meaning to life.
他就去到了耶路撒冷。
So he went to Jerusalem.
但是当我们仔细往下念的时候，我们发现，就是他去耶路撒冷，他心里面还是那样的渴慕。
Even though he had gone to Jerusalem, his heart was still not filled.
因为他有神的话语，但是他却无法明白神的话语。
He has the words of God, but he could not understand.
就可以说他是一个在旷野里面的灵魂。
So he's like a spirit in a desert.
我在二月的时候参加了大专灵修班，校园团契办的大专灵修班，回到台北之后。
And last February, I was in the class organized by for all the college students organized by Campus Evangelical Fellowship.
一个礼拜，我想李牧师很了解这个大专灵修班是是相当相当密集的一个礼拜，在圣经里面的一个特别的一个专题的训练。
And Pastor Lee can certainly speak to his heart and see how intensive that one week had always been.
回到校园团契帮他们卸货以后，只想到一件事情，就是。第二天礼拜天要用台语讲道。
And after I returned to Campus Evangelical Fellowship, the only thing on my mind was the next day I was going to preach in Taiwanese.
那发现用台语讲道要花更多的功夫准备。
I need to spend more time to prepare if I had to preach in Taiwanese.
所以已经很紧张了。
And it was nervous on my mind.
加上一个礼拜下来，身体也可以说挺疲倦的。
Then after a whole week of very intensive training,
我就坐上了一部计程车，就倒在后座，就说你把我带回家，带到仁爱路去。
So I called a taxi and asked the driver to bring me back to my home.
那算我多嘴，我用台湾话跟他讲。
I told him in Taiwanese.
他就很好奇，哎，你这个外国人怎么会讲台湾话？
And he was marveled to the fact that this foreigner can speak Taiwanese.
那我就说，哎，我是台湾长大的，那最近学了一点，所以会讲一点点。I
told him I grew up in this island and I have learned Taiwanese.
我以为这样的一个答案就会满足他的好奇心。I
thought this would satisfy him.
或者对台北这个 地方熟的人会知道这个仁爱路从这个校园团契要走新生南路。
If you understand the geography of Taipei, you know how to go from the from Taiwan University back to 仁爱
Road,
where I live,
我住的地方。 到了这个和平东路，那边有一个红绿灯。
And then we came to stop to a traffic light.
这一个计程车司机突然转过来。
This taxi driver turned around and looked at me.
他说，你要不要听我的故事？
Do you want to listen to my story?
那我算了一算。
I count my fingers.
和平东路到信义到仁爱只有两个大街。
And to go home, there are only two bigger ways.
Bigger intersections.
Bigger intersections.
那你这个故事有多长有多短？
I was wondering how long or short his story was.
我仁爱路就要下车。
And I have to, I would get to my home on the 仁爱路。
不可能在这两个大街中间就把你的故事讲完。
I wasn't sure that he could finish his story only through two intersections.
但是又不好意思说我不听啊。
I couldn't just tell him, no, I don't want to listen to you.
我就说，那你要讲多少，你就讲多少吧。
And then I said, well, speak as much as you think it fits.
我没有想到一个人能够在短短的大概一公里之内 能够吐那么多的苦水。
And it was beyond my comprehension to see that a person can pour out so much of his heart for the driving of almost just about 1 kilometer of length.
突然我忘记明天的讲道。
And suddenly I forgot about the next day's preaching.
突然我忘记了我身体实在是很累。
And suddenly I forgot and how tired I was.
这一个人把他的心就在那短短的距离里面 我也没有说什么，他就把他的心打开。And
suddenly this person opened his heart to me.
他心里面的痛苦，他心里面的挣扎。
Much of the suffering and the struggle in his heart.
两条路里面，我真的就看见了他心里面的那种愁苦。And
even through just the passage of two intersections, I can clearly see how he suffered.
就像腓力在这边一样。
It's just like Phillips here.
他去找一个在旷野里面的灵魂。
And he went out to search for a spirit in the desert.
口渴了。Thirsty. 心更加的渴慕。
And the heart is full of searching.
感谢神，我就有机会邀请那个计程车司机去我的教会。
So thank the Lord, I was able then to invite him, the taxi driver, to come to my church.
有机会在短短的时间里面把耶稣基督的盼望分享给他听。
Through a short time, I was able to share with him how Jesus had hoped on us.
我想腓力在这边的挣扎是非常非常大。
Yes, indeed. Philip may have gone through a big struggle here.
因为他在撒玛利亚的侍奉可以说是一个很成功的侍奉。
Because he had a very successful service in Samaria.
但是在那个成功的当中，在那个被神祝福的当中，我们就看见一个神的使者来向他说：“你起来，往那个旷野的路去。”
Even during the time that he was successful, the Lord sent someone and to tell him to go to the desert.
我想这个对我而言是一个很大很大的一个提醒。
It is indeed a big reminder.
因为我们常常很容易就被我们的环境所影响，使得我们失去那一个聆听神话语的心。
Very often we may be dragged by our situation and our environment, and we become blind to the Lord's message.
对腓力而言，他可以说是在那个充满 喜乐快乐的一个侍奉里面，很容易就会说，主啊，你有没有搞错？
Philip, in his very successful and an enjoyable mission, he might turn around and ask the Lord, well, are you sure this is what you want?
你看我在这边的侍奉是多么的被你祝福，是多么的看见你的同在，你的同工。
See how much my work has been blessed by you.
你怎么可能把我从这样的一个环境里面拔出来，把我放到那样的一个环境？
I can't understand how you want to unplug me and to put me in a different situation.
但是我们看见腓力没有被他的环境影响到一个地步，他失去能够听见神话语的机会。
But we see here, Philip was never blind by his circumstances, and he was still able to open himself to listen to the word of the Lord.
我想在去台湾的这一年半的当中，
I was thinking about for this year and a half in Taiwan.
对我自己而言，大概是我短短的32年生活里面最艰难的一年半。
I regard this year and a half as the most difficult period for my life.
从很多的角度可以这么说。
I can say so from many aspects.
我想从侍奉的角度啊，经历到行过了许多具有挑战性的事情。
From the aspects of my service, I face many challenges.
常常在这一年半里面的侍奉当中，
Very often during this year and a half,
发现自己有很大很强的一个无力感。
I very often felt I was powerless.
觉得好像在侍奉里面只在团团转。
And felt I was chasing my tails through this year.
一个礼拜多有五次的讲道，少有三次的讲道。
And sometimes I need to preach 5 times, or maybe less so, is like 3 times every week.
到最后面真的发现自己的灵很干。
I felt that I was dry in my spirit.
也真正的面对自己在侍奉里面的一些价值观，一些看法。
And also affected my sense of value.
但是很感谢神。
But I also want to thank the Lord.
因为我想在这样一个侍奉的一个考验的当中，
And through such a trial,
神就把他宝贵的话语赐给我。
The Lord has always given me his precious words.
我也没有丧气到一个地步，我没有听见他的提醒，他的话语。
I had never come to the point that I would refuse or not able to listen to his advice.
他就用约翰福音第十五章第一节之后给我一个很大很大的提醒。
And he reminded me strongly using the gospel according to John, chapter 15, verse 1.
我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。
I'm the true vine, and my Father is the gardener.
你们要常在我的里面，你们才能够结出果子，这一些果子才能够长存。
Only in me, then you can bear fruit, and this fruit will last.
我想从个人的角度也是相当大的一些考验。
From my personal angle, and this is also a great trial.
我想很多人知道，去年十一月的时候，发现自己是一个拍心的人。
And last year in October, and I realized I had a heart condition.
谢谢。发现30出头，怎么可能就心脏出了问题
？And only a little over 30 years old, I ought to have a healthy heart.
我没有办法用言语形容这件事情对我自己的打击。
I just can't describe to you what impact this news had on me.
因为一向我都是很好运动的人。
Because I'm very athletic.
有的人说我太活泼了。
And some would say that I'm maybe too lively.
突然被一个医生说你不能再运动。
And all of a sudden physician told me you have to cut back on your physical activities.
我实在是不知道怎么样来面对这样的一件事情。
I just wasn't able to figure out how should I face the situation.
在那个事情之前，
before that incident,
我带了一些朋友出去玩。
I took some of my friends out.
结果我开的是我朋友新买的一部车。
I was driving a new car, bought belonged to a friend of mine.
还没有开到100公里就给我撞毁了。
I crashed it even before reached a 100 kilometers.
或者不应该说我把它撞毁，是人家来给我撞的。
And I didn't hit anyone, but someone hit me.
这些事情对我个人有很大很大的震撼。
And all of these was a tremendous shock on me.
真的不知道是不是我在哪一个地步，在哪一个时期里面听错了神的话。
I was wondering whether I have misheard what the Lord's message on me was.
所以心里面有很多的挣扎。
I had much struggle in my mind.
但是还是感谢主。
But yet I thank the Lord.
因为在那个时候神就把哥林多后书有一节经文赐给我了。
Then the Lord has given me a passage from the 2 Corinthians.
我们很熟悉的。
It's a familiar place.
我把这些宝贝放在瓦器里面。
And I put those precious things in earthly vessels.
是因为要显出力量不在于我们，而是在于神。
Because this is to manifest that the strength does not come from us, but from God.
我不知道我什么时候心脏就会失去功能。
I don't know when my heart will stop working.
但是我活一天就是神的恩典。
But every day that I live is the grace of the Lord.
求神帮助我们，不让我们的环境来影响我们在神面前能够听见他话语的这样的意思。
May the Lord help us so we will not be blind by our circumstances.
我们看见腓力也顺服了。
We see how Philip was obedient.
虽然那样的一个侍奉不会引起人的注意。
Although such a service and go to the desert will not be highly visible,
在旷野里面会谁看见他在那边传福？
Who would our circumstances?
我们看见腓力也顺服了。
We see how Philip was obedient.
虽然那样的一个侍奉不会引起人的注意。
Although such a service and go to the desert will not be highly visible,
在旷野里面会谁看见他在那边传福？
Who would see or know him that he was preaching gospel in a desert?
不会有人。
No one.
不会有人注意到。
No one would notice.
人家也不会看到了以后就高举这一个人。
And no one would, because of seeing that, and would raise him or uphold him.
但是我们看见腓力还是愿意牺牲他的小我。 去到一个人注意不到的地方，在那边忠心的侍奉。
But we see how Philip was so obedient, he was willing to go.
我们看见他的顺服是马上的。
We see how urgent that his obedience was.
我们看见他的顺服也是积极的。
And we see how active that he obeyed.
他马上就去，不仅是他马上去，他跑着到那个太监的身边。
The scripture said he ran up to next to the chariot to carry this eunuch.
我觉得在那边圣灵给我自己的教导是非常重要的。
I see how important the teaching that the Spirit had on me.
圣灵说你去要贴近那个车子。
You need to go and stay near to the chariot.
我们传福音，我们做个人布道，我们要把我们自己放在那一个人的环境的当中。
For us to be a personal evangelizer, we need to be put ourselves right next to the person that we need to talk to.
不是要求他们来到我们的环境当中。
Not to ask them to come to us.
我想我去台湾去学台湾话，很重要的原因也是因为如此。
This is why I spent about 6 months to learn Taiwanese in Taiwan.
也是因为这一个原则，所以我常常去同样的一个卖便当的一个店去吃他们的便当。
It is because of this principle, I went to the same place which they sell lunchbox.
不是他们做的好吃，其实他们做的蛮好吃的。
The taste was good too.
但是我需要把我自己放在他们的环境当中，尽量的能够从他们的角度来看他们的世界。
More so is to be able to put myself in their situation to look through their angles.
要贴近那个车子。
You need to stay near to the chariot.
求神帮助我们，帮助这个教会能够更加的贴近那些在旷野当中的灵魂。
May the Lord help this church to be able to stay near to those spirits that are now in a desert.
我想我们不仅是看见腓力是听见了神的话，我们看见他的顺服，他积极的顺服。
Not only we see that he heard and he obeyed urgently.
我们看见他所宣扬的是基督。
We also see that what he preached was Jesus.
因为在第35节我们就看见腓力就开口从这经上起对他 传讲耶稣。
So here on verse 35 said that then Philip began with the very passage of scripture and told him the good news about Jesus.
我们的信息都是以耶稣基督为中心。
All our messages are focused around Jesus Christ.
当我还没有这次回来美国之前，
Before I came back to States this time,
参加了一个布道会。
I went to an evangelistic meeting.
是一个音乐的布道会。
It was a musical evangelist meeting.
讲员就借着诗歌，借着一些见证来做布道的工作。
Through songs and the testimonies, the preacher was preaching the gospel.
在聚完会，我自己在检讨的时候，我发现有一点让我非常失望，也让我有所不满。
And after the meeting, I was re-examined this whole proceed, and I feel dissatisfied on one account.
因为从聚会的开始到末了，这一个人没有提到耶稣悔改认罪的信息。
I was dissatisfied because this preacher never mentioned about Jesus Christ and how you should repent and how you should accept him.
今天我们常常在教会里面，我们就忽略了最重要的就是耶稣基督。
Very often we neglected the most important thing of the church, that is Jesus Christ himself.
很容易我们有其他的活动，却把耶稣放在这些活动的外面。
Often we are overdrawn and overwhelmed by extra activities and forgot about the real purpose why we're here.
我想最后我们看见腓力是终身的侍奉主。
And lastly, we see that Philip spent his whole life to serve the Lord.
因为在这边我们看见他传讲耶稣。
Here we see how he preached Jesus.
到了使徒行传第二十一章第八节，那边所形容的是那一个传福音的腓力。
And if you follow the book of Acts to chapter 21 verse 8, you see how they describe Philip as the evangelist.
求神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
求神帮助这个教会，帮助你，帮助我。
May the Lord help this church, help you, and help me.
让我们能够从腓力这样的一个经历里面再一次看见神对失丧灵魂的看重。
Through the story of Philip and see how important it is to the Lord with regard to the lost soul.
让神把那一个关心灵魂的心放在你我的心中。
So such a mind of caring can be put into your hearts and my heart.
让我们也能够学习腓力的例子。
So we can also follow the example of Philip.
愿意在这边最后谢谢大家在过去一年半的支持、祷告和鼓励。
I want to thank you for your support, your prayer, and your encouragement.
从大的、从小的，我都真正的感觉到在我背后，在这个教会有许多的弟兄姐妹们在鼓励，在为我祷告。
Big or small, I often feel a tremendous force behind me that constitutes your prayer and your support and your encouragement.
从电话，从来信，从寄礼物，从支持，都从几很多的方面经历到弟兄姐妹们的爱戴。
From your telephone call, from your writings, and from your sending gifts, I deeply felt how you supported me.
也虽然离开了一年半，总是觉得好像跟这一个教会还摸得上一大边。
Even though it's been a year and a half, I still feel very close to you.
愿神祝福我们一起的侍奉。
May the Lord bless the service that we all have all together.
让我们低头做一个祷告。
Let us pray.慈悲我们的天父，我们满心的感谢赞美你。我们这边看到戴牧师他在我们中间所做的见证，他给我们讲的激励的话，他给我们讲到在这个圣经里面提到的腓力这一个人，他如何的能够快跑跟随你。所以我们就希望这些事情，他个人的见证、腓力的见证，都能成为我们的见证。所以我们谢谢你今天早上亲口的对我们说话，我们也把揭秘未来的路途，他回台湾以后所有的侍奉再度的向你仰望。主啊，也许很多事情我们不能马上的明白，但是我们清楚的看到你的字，看你的道，看到你要我们在福音上所扮演的角色。主啊，我们谢谢你，我们没有回头，我们只有望着标杆直跑。我们谢谢你能够把
戴牧师在过去的这段时间放在我们中间，我们谢谢你，因为那是你赐给我们的福气，让我们有这样的福气认识他，我们有这样的福气让他成为我们的宣教士。天父，我们谢谢你，谢谢你垂听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督的名，阿们。